here. How about you? What's happening out there in the world? I have a treat for you today. I have Congressman Joe Wilson from down there in the Lexington, Columbia area. How are you doing today, Congressman Joe Wilson?
Well, Ann, it's great to be with you, and I just am honored to be serving in Congress. I get to work with good people like Jeff Duncan.
Absolutely. And, of course, you just won your primary bid, so I guess that means you'll be going back to Congress because you don't have any other opposition.
And, Ann, I'm very, very grateful. In the primary last Tuesday, I now represent all of Aiken County, and I'm very grateful I received 85% of the vote in the county. I am just really pleased that in my home county and of Lexington, also Richland, the district I represent of Orangeburg and Barnwell, that we ended up with around 81%. And I say that very humbly. I did not take it for granted. We got out and campaigned, and now you hit it on the head. In November, it's amazing, but the Democrats do not have a nominee at all. I will be facing third-party challengers, and so I'll be campaigning, but I'm just, again, grateful to serve the people of South Carolina on the very important issues that we have before us today.
Absolutely. You know, that's, you bring up an important issue because so many people on both sides of the party lines there got bounced off. It looks like we are going to have quite a few petition candidates that will be trying to get on the ballot for November.
And, Ann, I have been working all my life to encourage people to participate in the election process. And I actually am very, very disappointed. To me, every effort should have been made for people to be on the ballot. And we look for the intention of the voter. It should be the intention of the candidate. And particularly in Aiken County, there were a number of very, very fine candidates who were taken off the ballot. And so this needs to be changed in the future. I just think it's wrong the way this was done.
Absolutely. There had to be a miscommunication. That means there should have been something done about that so that those that were on and had provided all the paperwork, this is my opinion, but had provided all the paperwork, still should have been able to stay on the ballot.
Absolutely. Ann, you're so correct. I'm a former election commissioner myself in Lexington County, and I just say that out of keen disappointment that good people quit their jobs to run for public office. They paid their filing fee. To me, every effort should have been made to see what their intent was. And obviously with 240, maybe 250 candidates across the state of both political parties, there was a mistake made. And
right.
This was not the fault of the candidates. And indeed, as people do have the opportunity to sign a petition candidate or petition, I hope they will. But at the same time, this should never have happened.
I agree. And, I've been encouraging people. It doesn't mean that you would vote for that person. It just means that that would put them back on or put them on the ballot for the fall.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, I guess you're at home this week. Is that correct?
No. We're here in Washington.
Okay.
We were back in the district last week, and I was getting around the district. And but, of course, the big news here is really, I think, the irresponsibility of our president to provide amnesty for persons who have illegally come into our country. And it's beyond imagination that what the president is proposing is to give amnesty to people so that they can get a work permit, so that they can compete with American workers. These are people who've come to the United States illegally. And the president is going to be providing them work permits. As we have record unemployment this month, the president's policies have so failed that unemployment rose from 8.1% to 8.2%. And every indication is really bad about jobs. And now the president wants to provide jobs to people who've come to our country illegally and give them a head start over American citizens.
Well, Joe, I know a lot of people feel that, of course, we're talking about the children that were, under age 16 when they came here to the United States, that it really wasn't, quote, their fault. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I have been an immigration attorney, and I do know that we have good laws. We need to enforce the laws we have. By muddying the water, what the president's done is going to cause total and utter chaos. We actually have millions of people in our country and who have come here and have visa overstays. We also know that this will lead to fraud. The documentation will be incorrect. But the most direct challenge is that you'll have people coming and being in our country who will be competing with American workers and putting American workers out of work because they will work for less.
Well, yeah, I agree with you on that, Joe. The thing that I looked at was that this was going to be up to age 30. So I thought, isn't that interesting? We have an election coming up this fall.
And you're right. This is purely catering for politics. But I think the president has miscalculated. He thinks that this would be beneficial to him. I sincerely do not believe it is, because these illegal aliens in our country, people who have illegally come to this country, are taking the jobs of Hispanic workers, taking the jobs of entry-level workers. And today, the latest news, this is from the Associated Press today, that in April, employers posted the fewest new job openings in 5 months. And so the new jobs are not there. And now the president's going to be giving American jobs to people who have come to our country illegally.
And so, Joe, you feel that they should be sent back just as all illegals should be sent back?
And that's exactly right, because that every other country, now let's keep this in perspective, too. Every country on earth has immigration laws to protect the jobs for the people who live in that country. It only makes sense. And so why in the world would we have a system where we are giving a benefit to people who illegally come and take American jobs? No other place on earth can you go and just get a work permit by illegally coming into the country. You must follow the law. And my view is that we've actually given these people tremendous opportunities, education and whatever, and they should be able to go back to their home country and help start businesses and help the economies of their home country. This is really, again, an attack on American workers, on young people getting jobs. We already have a circumstance where 52% of persons 25 years of age or younger who have graduated from college are either unemployed or underemployed, not in the job they trained for.
Absolutely, Joe. So what is Congress going to do about this? Now, I heard some talk that there may be a law crafted. What is Congress looking at doing?
Well, first of all, I'm glad you brought that up, and that is that Congress has voted on this issue twice, in 2009 and 2010, and defeated what the president said he's going to do, regardless of what Congress says. This is an imperial presidency. It's absolutely wrong. By using executive fiat and dictate, this is not the country that it should be. And so I'm very pleased that good people like Congressman Steve King of Iowa are filing a lawsuit to try to block the president from enforcing his edict.
And what's the likelihood of that going forth or actually stopping the action?
I believe it would temporarily, and then I think long term, when the full hearing occurs, it will be determined that the president has exceeded his authority. This is just not right. Even the president, just a year ago, said he did not have this authority. The president was correct last year.
Is he under a lot of pressure, and has he slipped his mind?
He is under a lot of pressure, Anne. They are looking at polling around the country. They find out that people do understand that he has failed in creating jobs. He's failed on energy. Gas prices are twice as high as when he came into office, and he did promise, we do give him credit, to increase gas prices, and he did. We also know that he's weakening our national defense, putting the American people at risk. He is reducing the Army to the smallest size since 1939. This makes America at risk. I believe that people will be voting for change in November, and I think there's a level of panic within the president's campaign. And independents, independent-minded Democrats, Republicans, are going to be supporting Governor Romney because he has positive plans to grow the economy, reduce taxes, provide opportunity for all citizens.
Well, I think that would be good, Joe. But you know, right now we are looking at, we've had what, 3.5 years. We're looking at moving forward here. Things don't seem to be getting better. If anything, it seems like we're moving backwards a little bit here. What can and then I heard the other day that they may be looking at another stimulus here. What can Congress do at this moment, or is it every man for himself since it's the political reelection season?
Well, in fact, the House of Representatives, with good people like Jeff Duncan, we've passed over 30 different bills, bipartisan bills, that would provide for jobs. But they're being blocked by the president. They're being blocked by the U.S. Senate. Both of our senators, Lindsey Graham, Jim DeMint, are trying to promote job-creating bills. But they're being blocked in the Senate. It's a gridlock. We call it the Senate graveyard. And so the legislation that has passed in a bipartisan manner is being held up. And then the president has even said that he would veto most of this legislation because he just has a different view, a world view of creating jobs.
Sure. Now, of course, he's at the summit over there. He's going to be coming back. I believe that ended. He seems to think that he has bolstered the situation to get Europe on track to get with the economy, because it seems that in their eyes, it looks like Europe is the drag on our economy.
And we do have a challenge there, and they are proving Margaret Thatcher correct, and that is in Greece. Where's virtual economic collapse, and also in Spain. Margaret Thatcher said that socialism will work until you run out of spending other people's money. And that's what's happening. And isn't that sad to see great countries like Greece with 20% unemployment, Spain with 25% unemployment. People in Greece are actually putting their children up for adoption because they can't support the child. That's the future if we don't address the overspending, the overtaxing, the overregulation. We only have to look at the catastrophic situation in Europe today.
So is there anything, though, that's going to happen in Congress between now and November, Joe?
Well, we've put the ball in their court, and we've got nearly 30 different pieces of legislation that would create jobs, much of it related to energy. We know that by opening the Keystone Pipeline, that would create jobs at the Bridgestone plant in Aiken, the Michelin plant in Lexington, the Michelin plant in Anderson. Sadly, the president keeps blocking this, but we will keep pushing because we know that by developing the Keystone Pipeline that we can reduce gas prices and create permanent jobs.
Absolutely. Now, just to go over the fact you brought up about the military, one of the issues that is out there are these drones flying around the United States here. Should we be concerned about this, Joe, about our backyards being watched and this type of thing?
We should, and I've been working with Senator Rand Paul, and we are limiting the drones to border areas, and they also would be subject to warrants instead of just being used at random, and which is a violation of our privacy and security.
Now, they are using them to check over the farms, I understand. That's where one of the biggest parts of this came up.
Well, that's, I think, an abuse of what's being used. The drones have an extraordinary positive use overseas where we have terrorists around the world. Additionally, on our borders, to me, drones can be very, very successful and can protect the American public.
Sure. But as far as using them as an easier way rather than having to go to the farm and just fly over and see whether people are in compliance or not?
No, that's just not, that's an abuse. And to me, there should be a warrant. You should have privacy. And that, to me, that would be an abusive process.
Absolutely. Now, of course, coming up, if Congress and the Senate and everybody doesn't get together here, we're going to be looking at, on a budget, we're going to be looking at some very terrible cuts to the military and to other services, too. I talked to Congressman Mick Mulvaney the other day. He said he's real concerned because it looks like, to him, that it could be after the election and the people that are there will be making the decision about the budget and therefore sequestration, whether it'll take place or not. Yeah. What is your opinion there, Joe?
Well, I agree with Congressman Mulvaney, and he's on the budget committee, and he's a very bright fellow. And the concern that he has is the same I have, and that is that a lame duck session is not appropriate. This needs to be addressed now. The House Republicans have passed a budget. We've passed reconciliation. This would address the issue of maintaining a strong national defense. But sadly, the Senate has not taken up either bill. In fact, and I give credit now to Congressman Mulvaney, he brought up the president's budget. And, Ann, this is absolutely unbelievable. In the House of Representatives, the president's budget was defeated 414-0. It was a unanimous vote, Democrats and Republicans, that the president did not have a serious budget. And then the same budget was proposed in the U.S. Senate, and it was defeated 99-0. And last year, the president's budget came up in the Senate, and it was defeated 97-0. The president is, I think, being very irresponsible with fiscal policy. He's putting the young people of our country at risk, where there won't be jobs. He's putting those of us who are of age, and that is risking the value of the dollar. We could easily, sadly, have a circumstance where the value of the dollar could be cut in half. And so we may still be getting the same amount of Social Security or same amount of pensions, but the value of the dollar due to the irresponsibility of our current president would put the senior citizens of our country at risk.
Are you telling me that Congresswoman Pelosi did not vote for the president's budget?
She did not vote for the president's budget. Can you imagine, Ann?
No, I can't.
We have to give her credit that she did read the budget, and she found out that what President Obama proposed didn't make any sense.
Well, she didn't vote to pass it first and read it later.
Thank goodness, see, you're so perceptive, that because I'm sure it occurred to her, let's do vote for it so we can read it later and find out what it means.
Okay, all right. Let's see. Let's talk about, so we don't have a budget that is going anywhere at this time. So do you agree that in November that's going to be the same type of thing after the election, those that are left and those that have no, they won't be coming back, shall we say, some, and those that are coming back, they will be making the decision on what happens, rather than now when we have people we can hold their feet to the fire before they're elected?
You're absolutely right. That's why the lame duck session is so dangerous. And then, but it's even worse than that, Ann. If we don't act, every single American will be paying significantly more in taxes. There are so many different taxes that will be automatically increased on January the 1st if we don't vote now. We should be voting now, but we should be not waiting for a lame duck session. But taxes will go up. Now, I am very hopeful that we'll elect a new president, and then we'll elect a new Congress, and in particular, a new U.S. Senate. And then, sadly, we may have to be voting for retroactive budget, retroactive tax reductions, so that the American people are not catastrophically affected.
Okay. Well, any day now they're saying they could have the health care could be up there in the Supreme Court. Do you have any, since you're up there, have you heard anything that might lend us to believe what might be happening?
Well, we could get a decision this Thursday or next Monday or the next Thursday. I'm really hopeful that the court will rule that what Ms. Pelosi proposed and all the backroom deals they created, I truly am very, very hopeful that the courts are going to look at this carefully and determine that it's an overextension of government, that our founding fathers, our Constitution, was never intended that the government could tell Ann Ehlers what product to buy when. Yeah. And that's what this is doing.
Yeah.
It's an extension of power far beyond anything that was of a limited government. And if they can tell you what kind of insurance to buy, they can also tell you next what car to buy.
Yep.
And so there's no end of products that they could make it
mandatory.
But
is there any leakage up there? Or is anybody getting any ideas what the Supreme Court is thinking?
Well, to the credit of the court, I haven't heard of any leakage. There were some rumblings, but the bottom line is that Republicans, the first thing we did was vote to repeal the health care takeover, and replace it with common sense reforms. And that's what we'd be doing, where you can buy insurance across state lines, where small businesses can associate together to buy insurance and pool insurance. We need reforms, but we need to preserve the doctor-patient relationship. And sadly, Obamacare is a threat to our country and to the particularly to the senior citizens of our country.
Absolutely. So you're telling me the Supreme Court is locked down tighter than the White House?
Yes, much tighter than the White House. And I'm glad you brought that up, Ann. The White House is releasing intelligence information which is putting American citizens at risk. And they're, also, it's having a negative impact with our allies that people around the world believe that this current administration will release any information to give an appearance that they're doing something positive. It's wrong. And I'm really proud of Congressman Mike Rogers taking the lead on this, Congressman Darrell Issa of California, Congressman Trey Cowdy of Greenville, Spartanburg. They're all working together to try to uncover what would be illegal release of intelligence information, putting American troops, military families, veterans at risk.
Well, absolutely. And how do you feel about the two attorneys, U.S. attorneys, that have been hired, shall we say, to investigate this whole thing?
There should be an independent investigation. These are two appointees of the president.
Mm-hmm.
It's a charade. And sadly, we have Eric Holder, the attorney general, who I believe should resign. He has been very complicit in providing munitions and arms to narco terrorists in Mexico, which resulted in the death of an American
Well, that's fast and furious. In fact, I understand that they're having a meeting, at 5 o'clock or something today, and tomorrow the Oversight Committee could be voting to charges of contempt.
To find him in contempt, and I believe he has been in contempt. They've been concealing information from the American people, and sadly, with the intent of ultimately coming back and trying to deny us our Second Amendment rights of the right to bear arms. And they were going to use the excuse that that the American citizens shouldn't have that right because it helps terrorists. Well, no, it's the American government, sadly, the Justice Department, that was providing the arms.
Absolutely. Well, Congressman Joe Wilson, I really appreciate you taking time. Is there any other? I quickly want to ask you about Syria. What do you think is going to be happening there?
I'm hopeful that we can continue to encourage the people of Syria to change their government. I would hope it could be done with regime change without violence. But sadly, again, the president has failed by not putting proper pressure on Russia. Russia is providing the helicopters which are being used to murder the people of Syria.
I know. It's questionable whether this is going to happen. And isn't Russia actually helping Syria?
Yes, they are. They're providing the latest helicopters, the Hind helicopters, which are being used to mass slaughter the people of Syria.
Mm. What would be the eventual outcome there, then?
Well, that's where we need to put pressure on on Russia. And sadly, we know that the president, as Congressman Mike Turner has brought out, that the president has a secret deal with President Putin, and he has indicated that after the election he will be able to carry out their future agreements, which I don't think would be in the interest of the American people.
Has anybody asked President Obama what that meant?
They keep asking him, but he gets mad and won't answer. But hey, Congressman Turner is a bulldog, and so I'm confident that he's going to keep asking the question, what are the deals that have been agreed to with President Putin?
Absolutely. Well, Congressman Joe Wilson, always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thank you, Ann, for bringing these really important issues to the citizens. And, hey, I just really appreciate your service to South Carolina, and even people I know in Georgia listen to you.
So, well, thank you very much, Joe. Y'all have a good evening. God bless, and keep the fight up.
We shall. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.